My name's Emma Cooper, and you're listening to the Network Marketing Mum audio experience. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another podcast. This one I'm really hoping is going to be so useful for you because I really wish I could have found this kind of content when I was planning to have my son. But I kind of worked it out. I found information from different sources, put it together and thought, you know what, this is my plan. Now, when you are an entrepreneur, when you're someone who runs your own business, maybe from home, maybe from, you know, a unit, whatever, when you have that responsibility that the income coming in is down to you and your actions, albeit you may have set things up, process procedures, whatever, you may have set those things up to make things a little easier on yourself. But when it is your own business, when you have that responsibility, then you've got to be really certain in how you're going to manage things when you're having a baby. And you know what? There's so many mumpreneurs or mums in business or whatever you want to call it. There's so many mums who are also achieving massive success. And how are they doing it when they have small babies? So I'm going to help you out. I've got six main things. So it's not like top five tips. I've got six. It's not as great marketing wise as the title, but you know what? Six works for me. Tip number one is to set dates. So I think it's important to not just say, I'm going to spend as much time as I want with the new baby, or I'm only going to spend this much time with my new baby. It's important to think about, okay, you know what? How much time do I want solely just I'm sitting around most of the day in my pajamas, looking after my new baby, maybe going for a walk now and again and going for a coffee with a friend if it's allowed with lockdown restrictions. But though that is new baby life, right? I mean, my son struggles with reflux and colic and cow's milk protein allergy and anything else you can think of. And so, yes, a lot of my time has been literally doing 13,000 steps a day, walking around my kitchen island, nursing my son. If I had said, oh, I'm only going to have 8 weeks off, then I'm just doing that completely, then right now I would be thinking, do you know what? I'm not quite ready. Like, I'm not ready to go back full hit, you know, how I normally work my businesses pre-baby. So I would have just disappointed myself. But think about, you know, the things that can happen when you have a new baby, how much time you'd ideally like, and what's realistic for you and your business. So set the dates. Set those dates, but give yourself a little bit more time, maybe, just so that you don't disappoint yourself. If things are a bit different, you know, if maybe you have some challenges like I have with Archie, you know, just allow for those things. So don't let yourself down. Don't beat yourself up. Don't worry too much about it. Like, I'm sat here recording this podcast because I've just put him to sleep and I just thought, you know, well, this will be really valuable for people. I mean, I normally can't put him down, but daddy's home cooking his breakfast, so I'm able to sit and record. So just be realistic, set the dates that you would ideally like. Number two, and this is also in advance, by the way. Obviously, this is not like wait till you have the baby, then decide the dates. This is in advance. You're pregnant for 40 weeks. It's a hell of a long time. So make sure you plan this as soon as you can, or even before getting pregnant, you know, as organized as you can be, given your circumstances. So number two is to budget in advance. So there may be, depending what type of business that you're in, there may be a financial implication for you having a baby. It might be that you are the driving force in your business, and unless you are kind of, you know, at the front of that ship, steering it, driving it forward, then your income may drop. And that's fine, as long as you've budgeted for it in advance. So you don't want any nasty little surprises. You don't want to suddenly come up against, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay for this? Or suddenly have massive money worries. And then you're completely torn between, I need to build my business for my financial security, but the whole reason of me running my business was to be the mum that I wanted to be. Don't get into that situation. Make sure you plan in advance, budget in advance, and always, always err on the side of caution. Always think, okay, worst case scenario, this happens. How will this affect me? Be as intentional about setting aside some maybe additional income to pay yourself steadily during, you know, the time off that you're having. Sadly, monthly expenses, they're not going to go anywhere, are they? So you need to really kind of make allowances for that. If, yes, you know, you have some kind of steady income coming in, run that as a baseline and work out what you need from that rather than worrying about it during your leave. So allocate your funds in preparation, not during your leave. Number three is to talk to other mums. So I mean, like mums who are similar to you, mums who are in business. There's so many people are on social media. You can find anybody and ask any tips, advice, follow them, find inspiration for how they sort of manage their time. Lots of you will know My Pro Planner is one of my businesses, and that is all about being organized, using the tools to help you get more organized, plan your time out, and not feel so stressed, not feel so worried, because you've made the plan. You'll stick to it as best as you can, given that you are a mum, probably a new mum as well. And, you know, things are going to change. You need to be able to pivot, but make the plan, get more organised. Talk to other mums about what they're doing, what has worked for them. If they've been there, done it, and you want to apply their experiences to you and your life, then you know that that's worked and it might work for you as well. So pick out the things that you like and use those. Number four is to forward prep content. So I would say 99% of businesses are online or have some kind of online presence. And actually, if you are running an online business, all my businesses are just online, then if you are running an online business, then there are so many things that you can do to get organized, to prep for the time that you want out of the business and not so completely in. So the next two things are helping you with that. Getting organized prior to going, you know, having that time or maternity leave, whatever you want to call it. So forward prepping content. Now, we have something really exciting coming with My Pro Planner. You might want to go follow the Instagram at My Pro Planner. And you'll see that there is a link in the bio that you can sign up to our VIP list, because we are launching some super duper new products soon. I have been trialing out those products. I design them, then I try them out for a while, see if they work, make the changes, and then decide whether I want to bring them to the market or not. And I will just help you out and say, yes, there are two things that I cannot be without after designing and trialing them. One of them is my social media desk planner. I never realized how I used to write so many things on different pieces of paper and it would be everywhere and I would never collectively like have a plan. So by using the new social media desk planner that's coming very, very soon and the content scheduler side by side, that has changed the way I run my social media and it's unbelievable. So I have been forward prepping for the launch of my personal brand, which is coming in July. And so I've been using these to do that. So I'm super duper organized. It's not going to overwhelm me, take up like ridiculous amounts of my time. And I know using the other tools, so I use Planoly and MailChimp, using those tools, I can literally plan months and months and months of my business. I can plan marketing campaigns that are done, dusted, and everything is sorted that I literally don't even have to press a button. So those are the things. And I'll do another podcast and definitely something for the YouTube channel and probably for Pro Planner 2 on how I use time blocking, how I use the social media planner, the content scheduler, Planoly, MailChimp, all those things to help me get better organized. Number five is to outsource. Now, I used to be such a control freak that I would think, what is the point in me explaining to somebody else to do something for me that I can just do quicker than I can explain it? But that was really short-sighted of me because, you know, I don't know whether it was the ego in me or the control freak in me or just like, well, surely nobody else would do this because it's so annoying and I hate doing it so much. Surely other people don't just do this stuff for you. The reality is You can find somebody to do anything and everything within your business. As long as you can show them how you want it done so that you're happy with it, then you can find somebody that will do it. So things like posting on your social media, creating content, creating printables, creating downloadables, posting out your podcasts, doing your Facebook adverts, doing your Google ads, or whatever it is that you do in your business, you can find somebody, I promise, to do every single thing in your business. So you can outsource these. There are lots of websites, things like Fiverr or People Per Hour. There's loads and loads of it. Just Google Fiverr and other companies like that, and you will find a whole host of them. Pick the one that suits you. But you can outsource absolutely everything, and it is not expensive. It really isn't. You can get so much bang for your buck. So make sure you're looking at those, what you can outsource. Do, because it gives you more time to do more of what you want. And the time you listen to this, that might be looking after your baby, or, you know, in other times in your business, you might need to spend time with family, you might need to focus on another business or what have you. So anything you can automate, outsource, is a great idea to do so. And then the final one, which most people overlook because it's just not important to everybody, or they're just not in that mindset, or they're not in that habit of setting goals, but set post-maternity leave goals. You know, you can and you should get so loved up with that little bundle of joy that working again might be for you like not a great thought or a great prospect. Like, you've got into the mode of mum. And I love this mode, by the way. I love just cleaning my house, making the meals, meeting up with friends when I can. I love doing all of that stuff. For me, I also need some mind stimulation after a while. And I like to have a focus on that. So later on today, I've got an hour meeting with my mentor at the moment. And I want that because I want to talk through my post-maternity leave goals. I want to plan out the launch of my personal brand, which is in July. I want to make sure that when I get started back to work, I am really focused on the rest of the year. So I am only working for the last 6 months of this year. And I want to make sure that the work that I do is as productive as it can be. So setting post-maternity leave goals is really important. Now, you might have missed in Pro Planner, we have the goal board kits. And they're a really good kind of benchmark to start doing your goal board. So at the time of recording this, we don't do the boards with them. So it's the things to kind of cut out and stick on your boards. Further down the line, we're going to definitely expand on that. But it's a great place to start. Just gives you some ideas for, okay, how do I set goals? Also, keep an eye on my YouTube and also podcasts of setting goals. There are a few that you can look back and have a listen to that might help you. But I'm going to talk you specifically through how to use the goal board kit as well. But setting these post-maternity leave goals gives you something to look forward to, makes you relax and enjoy the time that you have, knowing that actually this is to come, which is cool and exciting. And also make sure you're not just planning the goals as in how much I want the business to grow, you know, where I kind of want to go with it. Make sure you're setting personal and family goals, like what time you want to spend with your family. My first goals that I set every single year are what I want my family life to look like. That's what's most important for me. My family life, my relationships, my experiences. That is first and foremost. And you know, once I've set those goals, then I'll think, wow, to make these happen, these are pretty big goals this year, I need to do something special in business, or I need to keep ticking over at the same rate, or actually, you know what, I've got a bit of leeway, maybe I'm going to take some time out, whatever. You know, but setting those goals is going to help you to think about where you are, where you want to go, where you've been, what you want to do. And having a direction just for your mental health alone is so, so healthy. I hope they have helped you. Don't forget, I do give away cash prizes. So I'm giving away £50 in cash. I will let you know on my social media who is the winner. It's if you leave a review Or you tag me in a post on social media saying, you know, maybe one tip you learned from this podcast, or what value you took from it, or that you just enjoyed it, whatever it is. Tag me in it at Emma Cooper Online, and I'll be sure to give you a shout out too. Take care. If you're going on maternity leave soon, or if you're in a pregnancy, good luck with it. And I love watching all of your journeys. Even though my son is now 8 weeks old, I'm loving all the new mums that I've connected with, seeing all the newborn pictures and waiting for people to go pop. I can't wait for that. And I love hearing everyone's birth stories. So good luck with that. If you're on your maternity leave, I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. Take care. Speak to you soon. This podcast was sponsored by MyProPlanner, the number one planner for network marketers.